The death last year of this musical great is no less shocking with the passage of time. Prince's music is known and loved, though the man himself cultivated a sense of mystery. As we near the anniversary of his death by accidental overdose, our co-host David Green spoke to someone who was once in his close circle.
Maite Garcia was just 9 years old when she shared this prediction with her mom.
I'm going to marry Prince or Luis Miguel. And she started laughing.
Prince or Luis Miguel. One of the two.
One of the two. Those are the two people I'm going to marry. And she was like, okay.
So she did not marry the singer Luis Miguel. She did marry the other guy. This little girl who adored Purple Rain and watched an MTV interview with Prince over and over while growing up would end up with Prince. Maite Garcia herself began performing in elementary school. She was trained in ballet and belly dancing, and she performed at parties and banquets. And when she was 16 years old, her mom hatched this plan. She told Maite to bring a videotape of her performing to a Prince concert. Mom somehow got the family backstage and got the videotape in the hands of one of Prince's male dancers.
I remember her saying, you know, my daughter's a dancer. She just would love to perform for him or have him see her tape because she's been doing this for such a long time. And I'll never forget it. The dancer was like, sure, I'll be right back. And he took it. And about 5 minutes later, Prince would like to meet you. He saw your tape and was like, what?
Maite Garcia shares the details of her life with Prince in a new book. It's called The Most Beautiful. The years she danced on tour with him, they were happy times, though he could be controlling. But there was tragedy as well. There was the death of their baby boy, followed by a miscarriage, and the couple ultimately broke up. Maite Garcia takes us back to that first meeting. He was a rock star. She was a teenager. Garcia says it was pretty old-fashioned for a couple years.
We were pen pals, and old-school pen pals. There was no email back then, and it was truly innocent. There was never a side-eye look or anything. It was true friendship.
You have this relationship as artists, and when you started dancing with him, can you tell me about that side of things? Like, how did your dancing almost become married to his music?
For me, dancing, the confidence was beyond 100, and I'm not saying arrogant, but I was very, very confident in my belly dance. I knew that I could go into any place and do an amazing show, and that's how he was with music. You know, there was no questioning that he couldn't play blues, jazz, funk, rock. I mean, you name it, he could play it. So to have that energy, that's the one thing that we just blended and meshed so well.
Maite Garcia says they also meshed when it came to other things, like how Prince used to raid her closet.
I remember I bought this cute little striped outfit. The pants were tight and cute, but he disliked the cut of it because he was a small guy.
He was actually shorter than you, right? You're 5'4", he's 5'2" or something?
5'2", yeah. And he would cut them, and then he'd put shoulder pads on them. I'm like, what? I can't wear anything. So that's why back in the day, all I wore was skirts because he would take all my pants.
The quirkiness of that. I mean, I also think about the Fufu Master who would travel along with him. What was that role?
I mean, when you tour as much as him, he always wanted a sense of familiarity. He never stayed in a room without the Foof, ever.
And so the Master would recreate basically home in Minnesota in a hotel room in Europe or wherever.
Yeah. I mean, not recreate the home, but just recreate the look that he wanted, which was the piano, which was always a requirement in the room, and, you know, cover the lamps with some veils and put some candles on and put the lava lamp and make sure that the sound system is correct because he always had to have certain type of music. And it's a little team. It's a little world that he created.
If it's okay, I want to ask you about the pain in this book and most especially the chapter about your son Amir dying just days after he was born. I can't even imagine what it was like to sit down and write about that.
You know, it's something that I had stashed away for a long time, and this feeling of loss.
Well, and the two of you, you and Prince, seem to handle the death of your son so differently, and it what came across to me in the book was that that might have been the beginning of the end of your relationship. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, I know a lot of relationships don't make it after there's a loss, so tragically. The first time, it was really hard, and we hung on to each other. And then the second time was kind of like, I don't think he could handle it. And
this is when you had a miscarriage following your first pregnancy.
Yeah, it was really hard.
Do you think his drug use in some way came out of the pain of Amir's death and the pain of the miscarriage?
You know, I can't say, you know, for me, I can't confirm drug use because I never saw it. I was put on a pedestal. I mean, of course, now thinking back, losing our son was a very strong possible reason. I don't think he ever got over that. I never got over it.
I can't imagine
you
anyone
can't
getting
get
over that.
You can't get over that.
Your daughter, Gia, who you adopted some years ago, and I know, I mean, you write about her just being the light of your life.
Yeah.
I know you, sometimes you listen back to Prince's music,
yeah.
Sometimes with her. What do you hear? What do you hear shining through?
Love. The love. He was a very important part of my life.
Do you play Comeback ever? I know that's a song that's so deeply personal to your time with him.
I actually played it during the memorial, because he wrote it for our son, and it just, when I hear it, it makes me smile. Of course, makes me break down and cry. I think when you lose someone dear to you, never say that they're gone. I mean, you know, maybe not in this life they'll come back, but they're going to come back.
If you ever lose someone dear to you, never say the words.
Maite, it has been a real, real pleasure getting to know you, and thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
That was Maite Garcia. Her memoir is called The Most Beautiful, My Life with Prince.
Yeah.